I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in the fan. Looking at some of the reaction we have, we'll have the comments by Myles Garrett. We need to play them for you, not read them to you, because there is a difference. Getting some of the reaction about the underdog thing. Phil says, there's a big difference between underdog and underachieving. Right on. That's what I'm saying about the Steelers. Joe Hayden says that they're underdogs.
We agreed on that. Last year, the Steelers underachieved. The question is, this year, are they the underdogs? I know you always want the Browns to be in a state of perpetual underdogsness so they can play the chip on the shoulder card, but you're getting annoyed that another team could possibly be the underdog. It's a good thing.
We should
want the Steelers to be the underdogs. That means the Browns are the favorites.
I know you perpetually want to put me into that category, but when I've constantly argued against it, you can't do it. So I don't know how many times I need to repeat it to you that I fought against being an underdog before. This is a conversation I'm turning into the Steelers, not about the Browns being the underdog. I'm not trying to make the Browns the underdog for the third time. Now, I know Jason's in here, and maybe you're talking to him, but I'm telling you, for the third time, I'm not trying to make the Browns the underdog. So we can move on, or we'll do it a fourth. 216-578-0092. But I think there is a difference between underdog and underachieving. And if I look at this and I think about what the underdog is in the division or what who should win the division, how can I say that they're the underdog and then put the Browns there, which I'm not trying to do, when the Browns didn't win the division either?
Neither team won the division. That's last year. Now we're talking about this year.
But when you go in there as the type of team, don't Ravens fans feel that they're going to win the division this year?
Yeah, I believe some Ravens fans believe that. Probably a lot of Ravens fans believe that.
Let's get to Bill and Parma. Bill, you're next up on the fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Bill.
All I really want to say to Lima is 5,000 yards and 34 touchdowns later, and he's out of shape. I'll take my Ben Roethlisberger all day long. I want my sweet chin music. Go Steelers.
See you
in Pittsburgh.
You're giving Parma a bad name, Bill. He hung up. He was waiting for you to do it. And kid's not going to do it.
I wasn't going to give it to him.
Yeah, you're not going to do that. Junior in Painesville. Junior, you're next up on the fan.
Hi, guys. I agree. Listen, I think, and I've been saying this, I've been out in Ohio for 2 years. I used to call this show when I first moved out here early in the morning, and then I got a job. But anyway, I'm a Steelers fan. And I was one of the few people that thought that when they went 0-16, that the next year was only way up and they would win 7-8 games, and they won 7. They could have won 8, maybe 9 with good luck last year. But I found myself cheering more for Cleveland than I did for Pittsburgh. I've seen the dysfunction that's going on in Pittsburgh. I still love Pittsburgh, but believe it or not, I may be crossing over to Cleveland.
That's ridiculous.
I love Pittsburgh. I will always cheer Pittsburgh.
See, it doesn't sound like you love Pittsburgh, because when you say that and you say you're cheering more for Cleveland, you might be switching over to Cleveland. That's actually the opposite of loving Pittsburgh, Junior.
No, because of watching Cleveland and living here, I have access to Cleveland. I took Cleveland last year to beat Pittsburgh twice because I knew Pittsburgh was good enough to win the division. But there was just something about Cleveland that attracted me to it. The way that they were playing, the way that they were making the right moves. They had got rid of the general manager. And I said, you know, with John Dorsey, they're making all the right moves. And I admire that. And I've known the Cleveland history. And now I just happened to reconnect with a love interest from back in New York. And she's been out here for 12 years, and I moved out here, and we got married. But I enjoy watching Cleveland play.
This sounds like the biggest load of crap.
The guy lives here and wants to root for the teams now. What's the matter with that? What's the matter with that?
I can cheer both.
No, you cannot cheer both.
I can't cheer it. I can cheer both.
Oh, my God.
You seem to think that there's still a rivalry between the Steelers and Browns.
There is.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, why can't you cheer for both? There's no rivalry there anymore.
Why can't you cheer for both?
Why not?
Listen. We've just gone to a different level.
No.
Forget about what Myles Garrett just said. We will get to that later on. Trust me, it's not as bad as what it's written. However, we got to go with this because this is unbelievable.
The guy just moved here.
He said he's a Steeler fan.
Did he move here from Pittsburgh?
No.
If you're born in Cleveland or you're born in Pittsburgh, you probably can't root for both.
That does.
But if you move here, a Steelers fan already, there hasn't been a rivalry here for 20 years.
I'm not saying that there's been a rivalry. You're not breaking that news to me.
Okay.
Here.
So why can't you be a Raiders fan and a Browns fan?
You can't be a Raiders fan and a Chiefs fan. And the Raiders have sucked up the room with the exception of 1 year over the last 15.
Pick any two teams in the NFL.
Yeah, Owen's in there nodding his head. He's a Chiefs fan. He can't do that.
Listen,
haven't been rivals.
If you are born in Pittsburgh or born in Cleveland, that's different. If you move here, a Steelers fan, because there's Steelers fans all over the country.
Pick one.
Sorry.
You believe this, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's absurd.
Oh, my God.
Well, are you saying...
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, my question... Well, hold on. We do have somebody in the studio who roots for two teams very passionately. Are you saying you can only root for... Are you saying if they're rivals, they can't...
You can't root for two teams in the same division.
You can't root for rivals like that.
I don't think...
Same conference. I mean,
I am of the belief you only get one team in the NFL to root for, and that's it.
I am of the belief that, especially when it comes to the Browns and Steelers, so let's stick to the Browns and Steelers for a second, then we'll expand on this, my God, is that the Steelers fan... No, it hasn't been a rival for 20 years, but the Steelers fan has thoroughly enjoyed pounding us into oblivion for the last 20 years and making fun of us. Now, all of a sudden, you can't turn it around and say, well, now the Steelers are dysfunctional and the Browns aren't, so I'm going to be a Browns fan. That's not how it works,
I agree with you.
It's more of a general philosophy that you can root for two teams. Adam roots for the Bengals and Browns, does he not?
He says he roots for the Browns to do well because he's on the radio in Cleveland. That is a weird scenario that most fans really... They can't be. They're not on the radio. They don't have a talk show. Unless you're saying that, well, I root for the civic pride of the community that I live in.
Yeah.
That's where it gets bastardized. The thing for me is the NFL has made this tougher. They've ruined rivalries in a lot of ways because they've promoted things like gambling, which they are now. The NFL is promoting gambling.
Yes, they are.
And it promotes fantasy football.
Yep. Fantasy
so
football.
Yep. There are Browns fans who had Antonio Brown and Big Ben on their fantasy teams last year. So how is it... To me, that's a big part of why rivalries have gone by the wayside.
Here we were at the beginning of this bickering with each other, and now we got to turn the tables on you. This is ridiculous here because I agree with you, Anthony, totally. I don't care if you're from Cleveland or Pittsburgh or for Timbuktu
or
Portland,
Maine.
Born
in that city, it's different.
That.
If you're born in the city, it's different.
You still pick one. You can't root for both. You pick one.
I can't root for both Ohio State and Michigan. I got to pick one
gotta
or the
go
other.
One.
You can't
that's
root for Boston and New York.
That's a rivalry.
You got to... Is it?
Ohio State, Michigan?
Is it? Ohio State beat them by 40 points when Michigan was supposed to win that one? That's a rivalry?
Yes, that's still a rivalry.
By traditions of college football, that's a rivalry.
That's still
it ain't been much of a rivalry over the last 15 years.
Not lately it hasn't, but it's got a lot more history than Brown Steelers.
By the tradition of the NFL, and you're right about that, by the tradition of the NFL, and we have always had different conversations about rivalries in the NFL, but Lyman and I have been steadfast on this, basically to have a sincere rivalry. You both have to be winners, but there's something historic about it, and you can't tell me that as a Steeler fan, wherever you're from, whether you're from New York City or whatever, you can't all of a sudden, I appreciate and respect how the Browns play and be a Browns fan. That is not
I don't think
possible.
You can't be a Yankees fan and a Red Sox fan. You can't do that. I just
What's
don't think
the difference?
Steelers and Browns aren't a rivalry anymore.
I hate to break it to you, but it really is a rivalry, at least between the fans. At least between the fans.
Like
and the Steelers, it's still a rivalry with the Steelers fans because they love sticking your nose in it every time they beat you. It's still a rivalry, I hate to tell you because you obviously forgot.
I think the Ravens are more of a rival to the Steelers than the Browns are.
Is this call serious?
And maybe.
Is this call serious? All right, let me get to the phones here. Tim and Aurora, you're serious?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Go ahead. Yeah, we're doing well. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is excellent. This is excellent talk. All right. So I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Steeler fan, still am, but I've lived in Cleveland off and on for the last 20 years. And I will tell you, I still root for the Steelers, but at this point, I have more respect for the Browns because of what they've done over the last couple of years.
Well, so that, I understand.
Between liking and respect.
How can a I can't believe I'm doing this. How can you, a Steeler fan, have more respect for a football team that was 0-16 2 years ago and tell me with a straight face?
The Steelers had a better record last year than the Browns.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm talking to you as a sports fan, Tim, not just – I don't care about the Steelers. I hope they do poorly, but this is ridiculous.
It's what the Browns have done the last 2 years, from 0-16 to now talking about playoffs. That's fantastic management. And you saw the freaking dumpster fire that's been going on in Pittsburgh for the last few years. It's garbage. Man, I have no respect
for that. Man, I would have signed up for that dumpster fire for many years.
Be careful
what you wish
for. Yeah, Steelers were 9-6-1 last year.
Yeah.
That's a dumpster.
And by the way, every game was decided by one possession. You could have been 16-0.
This is shocking. Tim, I thank you for the call.
Well, you didn't
thank
say
you for
he
the
was
content.
Rooting for the Browns. He said he had a respect
kinda
for
sounds
him,
like
which
it. I don't sound know. Like
he kind of sounds like he's going to pull for the Browns now. He says he has more. How is that possible? Like, I know that the Browns are on the up, and things are going well. But I can't – it's been – one has had a strong track record of success. The other one is just getting into it. Now, I hope to be able to ask the opposite in 20 years, because that would mean the Browns have a strong line of success. But that is, to me, absolutely crazy. Let me get to Les. Les, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. You know, that's the most asinine call I ever heard. I'm from Pittsburgh myself, and I moved to Cleveland about 6 years ago, and I will never be a Browns fan, even though I have a total amount of respect for Browns fans. Browns fans are some great people. You guys are loyal. And you know what? If this thing turns around for you guys, the fans deserve every bit of it. But I will never be a Browns fan. In fact, I said last year when the Browns needed to beat the Ravens for the Steelers to get in the playoffs, we do not need to go to the playoffs. I'm not rooting for the Steelers. I mean, I'm not rooting for the Browns, or I'm not rooting for the Ravens.
Les, finally a guy with some backbone there. Thank you very much for the call. You hear what's happening, by the way, is that all these quote-unquote Steelers fans are jumping ship, and it's happening live right on air with us this morning. This is unbelievable to me. I think to hate something, I can respect it too. In fact, I think you have to respect something to hate it.
The Warriors?
Exactly. I have to respect the way that they play. I have to respect what Bob Myers and Jerry West and all those guys did in the draft, because the original three are drafted guys.
Right.
I have to respect that, but I can hate it. I have to have some sort of a feeling that you are an equal or better for me to hate you.
But you're rooting for the Warriors to win.
Say what?
But yet you're still rooting for the Warriors to win.
That's absurd.
To protect the Cavs legacy.
Ken does what is convenient for him.
Don't we all do what's convenient for us? We are the human species. Thank you very much. Chris in Richfield, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, hey, I'm born in Akron. I'm a Steelers fan, but I root for Cleveland when they're not playing Pittsburgh, only because I want to see two decent teams play each other when they play. I want to see it become a rivalry again.
Are you going to feel this way? Say they both have a chance to make the playoffs this year. The Browns make the playoffs and the Steelers don't. Will you feel that way next year, Chris?
I mean, yeah, I still will. I'll be upset, but hey, if they played some good games, then yeah.
Yeah, no.
All right, that's a business proposition, Chris. Thank you very much for the call. It's different in the NFL because I brought this up in college. Where I've said it a million times, you want Michigan to be 11-0 going into that game. It only makes you look better when you win it.
Well,
that's a business decision.
I've also done that because of the perception the Big Ten was so bad, and it started with what happened with Michigan losing to App State and then Ohio State getting blown out in two national championship games. I needed Michigan to get respect so that the rest of the Big Ten could have that, because you're getting chosen. You know, it wasn't just a computer. You were getting chosen.
I agree. 216-578-0092. Todd in Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan.
Oh, Kenny, I disagree with you totally.
Why? What's wrong?
First of all, a real rivalry, like Ohio State Michigan, isn't driven by media. It isn't driven by Brent Musburger or anybody like that. It's driven by the fans and how they feel for each other. And Ohio State fans don't need Michigan to be 11-0 to make the rivalry better.
I didn't say that. I said that the College Football Playoff Committee needs Michigan to be 11-0. So that means you need Michigan to be 11-0 when you play each other.
not necessarily true either, because if Michigan's not 11-0, maybe Penn State is, maybe Michigan State is, and they've proven it
a million times over. And Lima, you know this as well as Todd does, and Todd just doesn't want to admit it. The committee does not respect Michigan State or Penn State the way they do Michigan. You know that as a fact because of history. You know Todd.
But that's all driven by, there's no basis for that reputation sometimes. Mm-hmm. Penn State's been, over the last 10 years, clearly a better program than Michigan. Michigan's been so up and down. That's not the point, though. Okay. I want to get back to what you're talking about rivalries.
Yeah.
Rivalries are driven by hate. There is no way a fan of a Cleveland Browns could ever root for the Steelers. There's no way a fan of Ohio State could ever root for Michigan. You can say you want them to be 11 all you want, then you don't really believe in the rivalry. If you hate Michigan, you hate Michigan. If you hate the Steelers, you hate the Steelers. Rivalries are driven by hate.
Well, I think there's still difference, and thank you for the call, Todd. I have to agree with Todd to a level. I think there's a distinct difference between college and the pros.
The only thing is, Ken, I would say with the Steelers and the Browns, to me, you know, every year, whoever's coaching the Browns would get up on that press conference on Monday or Wednesday and say, hey, you know, I talked to the guys. This is Pittsburgh and Cleveland. The players, I don't know if NFL players really think about rivalries the way that fans do, especially because the players change teams all the time. I don't think that Browns players have any extra animosity towards Pittsburgh that they would any other team that they're playing.
Well, that depends. Phil Taylor had a little bit of animosity towards the fine folks in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But I get what you're saying. Do you think...
Now, if you battle with them over time and you're going to the AFC Championship every year where it's them or you, I think that can be cultivated over time.
Right.
But right now, I don't think any Browns player really... I'm going to go hit them harder because it's the Steelers. That used to be in the 70s.
I believe that.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
I think it could be that way if they were both playing, like when the Ravens and the Steelers were really both going at the same time. And they've been doing it recently, too. But yeah, there's more to that. That becomes a rivalry over time. It's when the Cavs were good. Yes, Golden State means more than what the Atlanta Hawks do. Those things are different. So I agree with you about that. I think it can become that over time. I'm just very shocked the amount of people who are jumping ship about this type of thing, because I didn't think we were going to go to this, and here we are. I have a boatload of people over here who want to jump ship and be a Browns fan all of a sudden, and I hate to tell you, man, you have made your bed. You got to lay in it.
But also, I think you have to... If you're in your 50s, if you're in your 60s, if you're 40, 45, I think you view Brown Steelers much, much differently than you if you're younger than that.
And that might be part of my problem. I'm almost 42 years old.
You're right in that wheelhouse.
I grew up with that.
Yeah. But, and I think that obviously you're going to look at that differently than someone who's 25, 28 and has only known the Browns to be pitiful and pathetic. And now suddenly they're the young, hot, sexy team.
That concerns me, though, because you still need, especially in professional sports, and I know that the climate's changing and we're becoming more fans of players than we ever have before. It concerns me greatly because I need fans. As much as I might hate them, I need Steelers fans. I need the health of the league to be there. You can't just jump because of players. Odell Beckham's a wonderfully talented player, an exciting player. And I want him to play for the Browns, and I'm glad he plays for the Browns, but I'm not going to be just a Giants fan for Odell Beckham Jr. So I have to keep guys on their side to promote the overall health of the league. I got another theory about this, and it has to go with Joe Hayden, and it's coming up next, Live on the Fan. Can I play this audio for everybody? I have a theory behind this, because today, I think the show has made a little bit of history today. I don't throw that around lightly. Jason, a caller calls in, mentioned something about the Steelers and Browns, and Lyman and I were at each other's throats to begin the hour. And then Jason basically says, oh, yeah, you can be a fan of both teams. The Steelers and Browns are on a rivalry. And for whatever reason, it gets an invite to all these, I guess, Steelers fans who say that they're Steelers fans and say, nope, we're coming back to the Browns.
I don't believe it, though. I don't really believe these people are going to change their allegiance.
I don't know what the cutoff is, what the age cutoff is, but I think that people view it differently. If you grew up with the 70s and the 80s, Brown Steelers, you're going to view it differently than if you didn't.
I think it's a little bit different. I think there's something here. I have a theory here. Let me play Joe Hayden's clip where he says that the Steelers are now the underdogs of the division. Go ahead.
This team, I feel like there's never really been underdogs ever since I've been playing against the Steelers for 7 years. They were never the underdog. So just having that chip on our shoulder, having that, people doubting us, I think that's something that we can take use of our advantage and just come out here and grind. And it's all literally about what you're doing between the lines.
You feel like an underdog this year?
I do.
How come?
Just because people always, you know, you hear the outside noises, because usually, man, Pittsburgh, they're always, oh, no one, they're going to be in playoffs, and they're just, it just is what it is. They just basically put us in the playoffs. So now just hearing people not talk as highly of us, you know, it's kind of put a chip on people's shoulders.
You think that's a positive? Can you guys use that to your advantage?
I think that's a great thing, you know. So we got something to really, really work for.
These are Steelers fans in Northeast Ohio, correct?
Correct.
A station's been on air for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, 8 years.
Going on 8 years.
You had just heard Joe Hayden talking there. These Steelers fans who listen to this station, obviously they're calling into this show, they hear Joe Hayden talk. Joe Hayden put lipstick on a pig for 7 years for the Cleveland Browns. Now he's talking about the Steelers and the Steelers being the underdogs. And that sounded to me like Joe Hayden with the Cleveland Browns. We're the underdogs.
That's what I told you. He's been beaten down and abused his whole career.
But I think the fans,
conditioned to think that way.
These Steeler fans, these quote-unquote Steeler fans, I think they hear this and they go, there's something in the back of their head, in the subconscious, that all of a sudden they hear Joe Hayden talking for the Steelers and they got the stink on them. All of a sudden they got the stink. Sorry, Joe. Joe is a good player, man. Good soundbite. But I think you got the... Lima, you believe in the Maloik? At least you say you do, probably just to spite me. You believe in the Maloik? They got the Maloik. They got the stink.
Yeah, because
now you got Joe Hayden trying
really
to explain
that,
things
I mean,
away for you.
They still were better than us last year. They still have high expectations this year.
I don't get it either.
And they were... If you look at it last year... I mean, Big Ben did throw for 5,000 yards.
Yeah,
we talked about that. I still don't think he had a great year, but he threw for 5,000 yards. They still have very talented players on the team. I still think they're going to be formidable, and I think any of the Browns fans that think they're going to be like some walkover this year, I think that's silly.
I don't think any Browns fan thinks that, but
I've seen that on social media.
All right,
like
well, social media and real life are two different things. I can't explain Tim from wherever calling in, was it Manaway, calling in and saying that the Steelers are a dumpster fire. Those were his words, not mine.
I can explain
it. Not Kenny's. Yes, please.
I can explain it.
Yes.
All of these Steelers fans that are calling in and jumping ship to the Browns,
yeah,
they are the same ones that jumped ship to the Steelers when the Browns left. And now that the Browns are back and the Browns are looking like they're on the right track.
Too convenient.
It's so convenient. It's so convenient.
What, are you saying you're not taking them back? By the way, I don't believe it. I don't believe they're jumping ship. Well, I think there are people that are emotional right now saying that.
I think I can't go in and kick their door down and go find their Steelers stuff and out them. I'm not going to send Ed and Peggy Gallick over to their house with the I team to see whether or not they're real Steelers fans. I'm just pointing out that I think if you have friends and family who know you to be a Steelers fan and you've been the Steelers fan and you've been the a-hole in the living room yelling at everybody's face during a Brown Steelers game, you have some real explaining to do. It's hard to show your face around a family gathering.
So are you saying
things are changing?
But these
very
people
difficult.
Calling in and saying that probably weren't that guy. They weren't those people that were taking it to that extreme.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I think trash talk between friends and family, things can certainly get out of hand and things can be said and people have very long memories about
that. Are you going to take them back? Would you feel like...
I don't know any different. No, I really don't want to. I will take... If you became a Bills fan,
because the Browns bandwagon, if they're good,
fan,
the Browns bandwagon is going to get very large.
All of a sudden, people
are going to be flying in, coming to games that never were coming to games before. These aren't going to be the diehard Browns fans.
I told you before, like Drew Carey raised the 12th man flag. Now, I think part of that was because he owns the Sounders and they were trying to do something. But Drew Carey, more than welcome. More than welcome, buddy. You are more than welcome to come on back. They're all, except if you became a Steelers fan. Or you were quote-unquote a Steelers fan, and you were one of those people who we had to deal with for years. Well, you see, my cousin's brother's sister's dog's aunt, groomer, that guy, you know, his dad got an autograph from Jack Ham back in 1977. So you see, I'm a Steeler fan. Okay, well, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. So I'm not going to cotton to that. But everything else, yeah, fine. You want to be a Browns fan, you be a Browns fan. More the merrier, except for those who are jumping back on the ship. 216-578-0092. You got to hear Myles Garrett's comments. You can't read Myles Garrett's comments because you might take them the wrong way. Well, we'll play those comments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.